Czech Republic's fragile economic recovery has, among other things, affected Czechs' beer drinking habits. After an 8% drop in beer production last year, data by the Czech Beer and Malt Association released on Tuesday now shows that imports of low-quality cheap beers reached a record level of around 1 million hectoliters in 2009. Jan Richter spoke to the association's head, Jan Veselý, about the changing beer market in the country.
Vast majority of the imports are to Czech Republic through retail chains, and these are very low price beer. Sometimes it's beverage like beer, not beer itself, to be honest. And because of crisis, people want to have some beer because it's a habit in my country, but they want to or are pushed to shift to as cheap beer as possible. And so they are, some of the consumption is switched to that imported beer, and retail chains are meeting that demand.
Why is this cheap beer imported from countries like Poland and Slovakia rather than produced by Czech brewers? Because, you know, if there is demand for low quality and low priced beer, why isn't the demand met by Czech beer producers?
Because Czech beer producers generally don't want to produce beer under such poor conditions as they are produced out of the Czech Republic, because it's poor quality beer.
And are Czech beer producers reacting to this trend in any way?
Well, they are trying to produce beer relatively cheap, but they cannot go that low with the prices, and they want to keep the regulations that are obligatory in Czech market. For instance, if you mark the beer as lager, you must have original gravity 11 or 12%, which is also obligatory for Czech producers. But beer coming, for instance, from Poland through Kaufland, Lidl and other retail chains is marked or labeled as lager, but the original gravity is just 7-8%. So it is misinformation for producers. But because of European legislation, our market, or we cannot fight anyhow legally against that, because Common Market Act has an article in which it said that if the beer or product is produced confirming legal conditions in the country of production, it must be accepted in other European Union country, even if in that importing country, legislation is tougher.
The Czech economy is expected to pick up a little this year and then increase output in the year 2012. Do you think that the Czech beer consumption will return to the habits that were present before this influx of cheap beer became?
I'm very optimistic. I suppose that once the things are getting better, it will even influence the consumer's optimism and people will get back to the former habits. But, you know, that fact that gross national product is increasing, it doesn't mean that even the habits of the family consumption is also getting back. It's not causal connection there. My family budget will get back much slower than the overall figures.
Would you say that these numbers of how much low quality and low price beer was imported into the Czech Republic, would you say that this busts the myth of the Czechs as lovers of and experts in beer?
They know it very well. They know. Their usual answer on some social nets and so on, okay, we know it's poor quality, but we cannot afford anything better.
Poor quality beer, the subject there of Jan Richter's report, and he was talking to Jan Veselý, the head of the Czech Beer and Malt Association.